Hey, Tashi, this is all really interesting. Again, go back and listen to my messages. I explained how to solve this as well, and it was exercises of control of the step and one or two steps, not difficult lines here. And what you're showing me here is passage into Piaf into passage. So that is the finished product exercise that you're practicing there when yesterday you had an incorrect passage. So it's setting yourself up for failure. He's a schoolmaster, so if you write it better and think better, it goes better, but it's definitely the wrong frame of mind. You're skipping right up, you're doing that old thing of going right up to the end versus letting things be offered. So this, there's nothing wrong with this. This was way better, definitely much better. But the reason why you're struggling so much, again, and why you broke it, so why you went in, okay, the PF was good, but then you got stuck with the out, is because it's too difficult an exercise. That exercise in practice should be done on a wall first, so you've got a training wheel to help you. It should be less steps. It should be three or four passage into one or two PF into three or four passage, and then out again into trot, and then relaxed again. But we're nowhere near training this yet. Where yesterday we're training the passage steps, and I said bring it back to basics. I even said don't do passage for a week, but if you want to do a couple of steps, etc. And this is polar opposite to what I explained. So what I challenge you to do is go back, listen to the messages from yesterday, re-watch this video while you're listening to the message from yesterday, and tell me what you then think about the ability to follow instruction and interpret the purpose of the training scale.